WOLB. Good morning, Baltimore and the surrounding area. This is Oren Solomon on the Entrepreneur's Edge. Happy Tuesday to you. It's nice and chilly outside, but it's nice and warm in here. And man, I'm super excited about our show today. We've got a couple of great people, fantastic folks you're going to hear from today with regards to the topic for this particular segment. Today, we're going to talk about dealing with adversity. Handling adversity. And, you know, it's so is appropriate for us entrepreneurs because, you know, sometimes our businesses go in cycles. We have ups, we have downs, we have great days, not so great days, great months, not so great months, great years, maybe an average year. So dealing with adversity is a part of life. And I always wonder, you know, why is it that some people, you know, there's some people that just don't know how to handle adversity. They can't deal with it. And then you have others who, you know, when they go through a tough time, they handle it, they deal with it, they persevere, they come out and they thrive on the other side. Why is that? How is that possible? So we're going to talk about that today. I've got a lot of stories to share. I've got two people you're going to hear. I'm so excited about this show. Look, if you're listening to the show and you have friends who want to be an entrepreneur or want to get a positive message, give them a call. Have them listen in to WOLB.com. Or have them call in, you know, as we do on this show every week, you can call in if you have some suggestions or if you want to participate in our conversation, you can call 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. If you're outside, locally in the Baltimore area, you can call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. So let's get into it with regards to adversity. But instead of me talking about it initially, I have a special, special, special friend on the line. And this person I've known for over 20 years. And he's probably one of the most respected people in his industry. In fact, when I got involved in my business, he was one of the first people I met. And when I realized what he did for a living, I said, man, my people need to hear what this guy has to say. And I'm going to let him tell you his story. But I want you to hear from him with regards to dealing with adversity. We are members of the same church. He's a doctor. He's a world-renowned speaker. He's one of the most sought-after speakers in the world. And so please help me welcome to our show today, Dr. From Miami, Florida. He's down in the conference. He decided to jump on as a favor to me. I really appreciate it. Dr. Willie Jolly. Willie Jolly, you there? Willie, can you hear me? Did I lose him? Hang on. Which one right here? There we go. Oh, Willie, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
There we go. Man, I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you now.
we were missing each other. We're right here. Well, first, everybody there and WOLB and everybody in Baltimore and Washington area, I'm in Miami, Florida, and I am speaking today at the Get Motivated. You know, the Get Motivated seminars were going around the country for the last few years, and then they had some adversity, mm-hmm. and they had to shut down. And so I got a call, and they said, we want to start it up again. And Ziegler was our big dog, our main dog, our lead dog, and he passed away. And so we need someone powerful to come and speak, and would like to know if you'd be the speaker who would replace Zieg. And, of course, wow. I was honored to be able to do that. So we are here at the University of Miami at the arena. And we got a room full of people, and I just spoke, and it was fired up. They were jumping up and down. And the timing on your call is so profound because last night, Oren, mm-hmm. I did a Google Hangout from my hotel room. Every Monday night, I do a free Google Hangout. And I want to invite your listeners to come and join us. Okay. It's a free Google Hangout. It's called Monday School, Willie Jolly Monday School. Mm-hmm. And it's like Sunday school, but on Monday, where we teach how to live better, how to achieve more using biblical principles. Mm-hmm. And so last night I talked about the fact that you must persist and persevere in the face of adversity. Mm. And so your timing is so profound. And also I talked about the millionaire mindset. Mm. Now, if you look at a Bob Johnson, you look at a Richard Branson, you look at Barbara Corcoran on the Shark Tank, all of them have had adversity. All mm-hmm. of them have failed. All of them have had setbacks. Mm-hmm. But they understood that the secret to success is your mindset. And your mindset is what starts it off. If you start with skill set, now you have to have mindset and skill set. Mm-hmm. But if you start with skill set, when the adversity comes, you won't be able to handle it because of your mindset hasn't been prepared.
Mm.
That's why so often we'll see football players and basketball players who get multi-million-dollar contracts, and yet when they retire within 5 years, they're broke.
Mm.
Or people who get the lottery, they make get millions of dollars, and within 5 to 10 years, they're broke because they started with a skill or a blessing financially, but they weren't prepared mentally for the situations that are going to come in life.
Yeah.
So adversity is a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And Shakespeare said in Hamlet, it's not that it's good or bad, it's how you perceive it and how you respond to it.
Mm.
And so I would say that you must start with your mindset. And that's what I spoke to this group about today. First mindset, then skill set. And of course, you know, I talked about my book, A Setback, the Setup for a Comeback.
Mm.
And the fact that you're going to have setbacks, but a setback literally is nothing but a setup for a comeback. And those who succeed in life, those who succeed at the highest levels, those who have wealth, those who create success stories, are those who say, this is not the end of the story. Let me give you a quick synopsis to help you to get a better perspective about this. When you have a setback, when you've had an adversity, there are four things that you must have. First, you must have a vision for what the future will look like. And so you must not panic in a face of adversity. You must have a stay focused on the vision.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay focused on the problem or the possibilities. Your choice. The ones who succeed, they don't focus on the problem as much as they focus on the possibilities. They don't panic, and they get a vision for the future. So where do you fit in the future? If you don't see yourself fitting there, then you will start to behave and act like a misfit when life throws you a curveball. So
wow.
I want you to start working on your mindset. Second thing is vision. After that, you must make a decision. So you must make a decision, and a decision is taken from the Greek word to cut. And if you're going to make a decision, you must cut off those things that are going to keep you from being all that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things are negative people. One, you got to cut them out of your life. And number two is your perspective on how you respond to the setback or the adversity. You can react to it, which is negative, or you can respond to it, which is positive.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people that if you're going to be a success and you're going to deal with adversity, you have to decide that this is setback, period, or setback, comma. Now, when I was growing up in elementary school, and you too, Oren, he told you that if you learn how to read and write, you need to know about a comma and a period.
Mm-hmm.
Period meant end of the sentence, see, spot, run, period, no more to say it, or comma. There's more to this story.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to decide. I had a setback. Life has thrown me a curveball. Things haven't gone well. Somebody let me down. I went bankrupt. Is this in my story, period, or is this the comma in my story?
Wow, I love it.
Come.
Mm.
And so when you get that kind of mindset, the more to come mindset, you say, okay, this ain't the end of my story. I'll keep going. I'll keep striving. But first you got to have a vision. Then you have to make some tough decisions. Then you must take action. You have an adversity. What are you going to do about it? Life doesn't promise any of us a crystal staircase. You've got to get back up, dust yourself off, and get back in the fight. And that is where I talked about the Richard Branson, Bob Johnson, Robert Corcoran. They all had setbacks. They got beat down. They got knocked over. But they got up, dusted themselves off, and went back to work.
Mm.
They didn't stop. And that's what separates the winners from the losers. You know, somebody said a quitter never wins, but winners never quit, and quitters never win. And so you just got to keep getting back up, keep fighting it. And finally, is desire. How bad do you want to make this desire strong enough? If you want it bad enough, if you're willing to keep fighting, getting back in the fight, get knocked down, get back up, get back in the fight, get knocked down, get back up, get back in the fight. If you do that, then you're starting to see the success comes your way. Adversity is a part of life. We learn how to walk as a result of adversity. We fell down when we learned to walk, but mommy or daddy said, get back up.
Mm.
And he fell down again. They said, get back up. And each time they said, get back up, because they knew if you fell down and stayed down, you would never learn to walk. But if you kept back up, kept fighting, kept working, kept trying, kept pursuing it, and kept persisting, then you'd be able to turn that setback into a comeback. So I'm going to give everybody a free gift to help them. The book that changed my life, Oren, was Think and Grow Rich.
Mm.
And last year I was on faculty for the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And so it was amazing the response from this faculty that we were able to get 53 of the top thought leaders in the world they chose, and I was one of them. So we want to give you a copy, and everybody who's listening, a free copy of my book, Think and Grow Rich. If you go to williejolly.com/free, willydolly.com/free. You'll get a digital download of Think and Grow Rich. Read it, reread it, reread it. It will change your thinking, change your life, change your income. So willydolly.com/free. Also, I want to encourage people to make sure to listen to my SiriusXM show on Saturdays at 4 on channel 141, where I might have Bob Johnson, or I might have Colin Powell, or I might have Wally Famous, great comeback story about adversity. Mm-hmm. Every week is somebody who's going to inspire them. And so I'm just grateful to have you as a friend, man.
I feel the same way, my friend. Man, thank you.
You're on the radio. You've got your business. People might not know how much you're a big baller, a shot caller, and you can get it done. And folks, I'm glad you're listening to this brother, because he is one of the rare entrepreneurs who has made it happen by just sheer determination, not giving up. And I want to applaud you. Thank you for having me. And man, anytime I can be on with you, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to be a friend of yours. Now I will tell you, I'm glad to be in Miami and not in D.C.
I bet you. Hey man, Willie, thank you. I'm envious of you, man. Hey man, thank you so much, Willie, for your time. Guys, you just heard from one of the best speakers, one of the most sought after speakers around the world. Willie, just give us 1 second. I know you have spoken. Can you tell people where you've spoken? I know you've been to Australia. You've been all over the world, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been to Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Japan, India, Jamaica, all over America. Canada, my wife and I now just travel. We've been just on the go for the last few years, and it's getting bigger and bigger because, first of all, my XM show is now the number one show in America, so we get lots of invitations from around America. And then my books have become bestsellers in all over the country. And then I was named one of the top 5 speakers in the world by Toastmasters. And so now people around the world are starting to say, hey, can we come and speak? So we just got back from Malaysia, Dubai, just amazing. But you know what? That shows you 2 things. One, that God is good. That's mm-hmm. one. And 2, that we have a covenant. We have an agreement with God. He's going to do his part. Yep. Now it's up to us to do our part. I always tell people on my radio show that God's gift to us is life. Our gift to God is what we do with our lives.
Wow.
We do something extraordinary with our lives. So when we leave here, people will know we've been here. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful, man. Thank you so much. Enjoy Miami. Tell your lovely wife I said hello, man. We'll be in touch when you get back, okay?
I look forward. God bless you, Orin.
Thank you, man. Take care, Willie.
Thank you.
All right. You guys just heard from Willie Jolly, a great friend of mine and a phenomenal motivational speaker. We've got a call coming in here really quick. Hang on for me, James. We've got Byron on line one. Hey, Byron, how you doing?
Hey, that's like a guy that everybody needs to listen to. You sound like he got a good.
Yeah.
I love a brother who don't have the mentality of I got mine, you got yours to get.
Mm-hmm.
That Harriet Tubman mentality, and I like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I want to say this. And I've been up, down, all around, and things that really been keeping me down, I've been going over it, is if you don't have, if you're not good with patience and procrastination, those two things. If you're not good in that area, you're not really going to make it. And another thing I realize is that you got to get what you got to take care of your wants first instead of your needs. And I think a lot of us we focus on what we want.
Mm-hmm.
The wants will destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like if you take care of your needs, say for example you got a real good job and you have to travel far. If you don't come to work, you don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money, and you want to buy a new vehicle. Do you buy the big, large, expensive luxury vehicle, or do you buy the economical four-wheel drive
mm-hmm.
that can get you through the snow, and if things go bad, you can afford the gas and also get to work?
Mm-hmm.
And those decisions cripple a lot of us.
Yeah.
Say you buy the big, expensive car, you can't get to work when it's snowing. You can't afford the gas when the gas go up. So a lot of times, if we take care of our wants, our needs,
mm-hmm.
then the wants will be like a bonus later on down the line.
I love it.
I just want to say, I feel that would help a lot if people that.
Beautiful. Hey, man, Byron, thank you so much for calling in, buddy. Really appreciate it. All right, guys, the show here, we're talking about dealing with adversity today, and you just heard from Willie Jolly. I'm really even more excited for you to hear from the next person you're going to hear from here shortly. Look, you know, everybody has to deal with some sort of adversity, whether you, you know, you deal with adversity in relationships, you deal with adversity in business. You know, I watched the movie The Pursuit of Happiness about Chris Darden. Will Smith was the actor in that movie. Probably one of the best movies I've ever seen. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. And that's what prompted me to actually come up with the topic for the show today, because a lot of people somehow don't know how to deal with it. They don't understand that life is a roller coaster. You have ups and downs. And I have the privilege today of introducing you all to a local success story here. And man, I'm so excited to have him on. I'm going to let him tell you his story, but he's an entrepreneur. And I'll kind of give you a brief synopsis. When I met him, he was 20, 21 years old. And he was in a situation where he was on his own. He didn't have his parents. He was on his own. And so many people can use that as an excuse on why they could turn to crime and do some illegal things, a lot of different things. He chose to pursue entrepreneurship. And I mean, he had some struggles, he'll tell you. But man, he persevered. And now he's one of the most successful business people I know. He's made millions of dollars in his industry. He's one of the top people in his entire industry. And he lives here in the Baltimore area. So if y'all can please help me welcome to the call my good friend, Mr. James Adlam. James, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Mr. Warren Solomon, for having me on the call. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. Thank you for giving us your time. I know you're super duper busy. You're running all over the country, all over the world, actually. James has an international business. James, if you can just take some time and just share with people a little bit about your background, your story, where you're from, where you grew up. I want people to know who you are.
Sure. I appreciate it. So, so my family's from Jamaica. We moved to the U.S. In 85, I actually moved to Newark, New Jersey, and, you know, my mother was in nursing, my father was in construction, and, you know, just like everyone else that comes over from, I think, another country to the U.S., you come here for opportunity, you come here because you hear that this is a land of opportunity, so they were very big into my education and pushing education, and you know, that was just the way that it was. But what ended up happening was that when I was 10, my father passed away and my mother passed away in my freshman year at my university. I went to a school called Bucknell University. And so, you know, what happened for me was in that transition period, you know, I really did find myself trying to figure out what am I supposed to do, because, you know, my mother and I went away on vacation to Chicago, mm-hmm. and that's actually where she passed. Mm. And I remember, you know, what was interesting, though, was that I didn't realize that she knew that she was really sick and that she wanted to go there to pass away. But, you know, as I remember flying back home to the apartment that we were in Newark, New Jersey, and it was a really crazy time because, you know, you leave and everything looked exactly as it was when we left, but when I came home, nothing was the same. Mm. And so I just, you know, I wanted to pursue my education. So I contacted my university. I let them know what happened. They made arrangements for me to have housing on campus. I just had to work a bit more hours to help subsidize the rent. They were going to pay some. I would pay some. Mm. And so I took on working at school while going to school, and I lived on campus year-round.
Wow. Talk about adversity, guys. I hope y'all heard that. I mean, 18, 19 years old, both your parents died, you're on your own, you know, and you grew up and you lived in Newark, New Jersey. Now, James, Newark is not the most luxurious place to live in the country, right?
True word.
So you're in the inner city, but, you know, He obviously makes arrangements. Now, here's why I have James on the show, because I know a lot of people who in that situation would possibly panic and maybe look to do something different. He made arrangements, obviously, to stay on campus. And James, I'm going to let you finish the story from there. Kind of can share with everyone just your involvement and how you got exposed to what you're exposed to and all that great stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, what happened for me was I ended up, a friend of mine from my university, he always knew that I wanted to do more. And I think sometimes circumstance, you know, there's a book called As a Man Thinketh, and it says, circumstances that make a man, it reveals a man to himself. And he knew that I was looking for something. He knew that I was probably more ambitious than ever before to begin to create something for myself. And a good friend of mine called me up, invited me to come and take a look at a business. I had no idea what he was talking about. But, you know, he convinced me to go and take a look. I went out and I looked. I've always wanted to do something. I didn't know what I wanted to do. My background ended up being in pharmaceuticals. I worked for, you know, a couple of big companies. But, you know, I just knew that I wanted to do my own thing. I just knew that I couldn't see myself. You know, I saw my mother work really, really hard. And at the end of it, we didn't have much to show.
Wow.
So my father worked really, really, really hard. At the end of it, we didn't have much to show. Because I remember when she passed, I remember that we had a total of about $700 saved up. And so that was like a month's rent. So when that was gone, that was gone.
Wow.
So I guess being in that situation, I was very open to learning about business, wanting to not be in that situation again where I was, you know, at the mercy of my circumstances.
Wow.
And I went and took a look at the business. I met a great mentor who changed my life, which happens to be the gentleman hosting the show right now. And, you know, I learned about business. I learned about life. And you know, within a relatively short period of time, in considering what most people think is a short period of time, was able to become financially independent working for myself.
Wow. Hey, listen, guys, if you want to talk to James, you can call in here, 410-481-1010. If you're in the Baltimore area, again, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. We've got Maggie online. Hey, Maggie, how are you?
Peace and blessings to you and your guests.
Can you say hello to James for me?
Yes, I said, and James. James, are you on the radio before? Did you write a book?
No, ma'am, but the book is coming.
Pardon me?
I said, no, I have not, but the book is coming.
Okay. Well, when you were going through your adversity, let's say, did you say before that you didn't know your mother was passing?
Correct. She knew that she was really sick, but I didn't know. And,
right. Yeah. I think if I'm not mistaken, I heard you on Beth Smith's show.
No, ma'am. That was not me.
Oh, that was not you. Well, then we have more than one young man who's gone through those same type of adversities, you know? And that just lets you know that we need a lot of empathy and care and compassion to be shown to us, from us, and those who have benefited from us need to show their gratitude and make sure we don't have to stand alone. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Completely.
And I do appreciate you with your entrepreneurship encouragement. As a matter of fact, I don't know how many of us know this and if it's still in place. At one time when you were unemployed, you could draw a certain amount of your unemployment in a lump sum to go into entrepreneurship. Did you know that?
No.
No.
Huh?
Not at all.
Okay. You might want to check that out because when I got that information, it was hindsight in the 90s, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if that's still true, that is truly a way for us to recover this mass unemployment, you know?
Yeah. And another great way is to find out what James is doing, man. He's an entrepreneur. He's one of the best entrepreneurs I know. You know, I highly recommend. James, why don't you do this? Why don't you give your number out for people? Look, if you're looking to start a business, to work from home, to do something on the side, I mean, he's one of the top 15 people in his company, in this industry, to show people how to become wealthy. So, James, I'll go ahead and let you do that.
Yeah, sure. So anybody that ever wants to connect up with me, you can reach me at 888-418-3828. That's pretty simple. A whole lot of eights.
418-418-3828.
3828. One more time, because I know that folks are writing and driving.
Yeah.
It's 888-418-3828.
Yeah, that was very empathetic. Thank you so much.
All right, Maggie, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Have a good day. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
All right, we've got Roy on line one. Hey, Roy, how are you? Whoops. I'm sorry. Roy on line two. Hey, Roy, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We are wonderful. Thanks for calling. Say hello to James.
It's truly my pleasure to be a part of this call. I want to say to Mr. Adlam, who I have the pleasure of getting to know personally, as well as yourself, Mr. Orrin Solomon, I don't have a question. I just wanted to extend a great comment and just say thank you for the leadership you guys have bestowed upon me within my organization, being a business partner with you guys just as well. I am super excited what you guys are doing in this particular market area as well as throughout the globe of our company itself. So I just wanted to call in a good friend of mine as well, Ms. Patricia Moore, shared the information about the call.
Wow.
And I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you for you guys' leadership just as well.
Thanks for calling in, Roy. Really appreciate it, man.
I appreciate that.
Take care. Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
All right. So James, I had a few questions for you because I know we have a lot of people who listen to this show, and we have people who want to start businesses. Maybe they're fearful of doing it. Some who've gotten involved in businesses for themselves and they failed, and you know, once they fail, they just decided they didn't want to do it anymore. They just didn't want to have anything to do with it. What would you say to someone like that? What has been your experience in entrepreneurship? I know you dealt with adversity in life, but maybe talk about it with regards to business.
You know, that's a really great question. You know, so I'm a big believer that friction creates separation.
Mm.
You know, it's really easy to say, I want to do something. You know, I want to start a business. I want to lose weight. I want, like, whatever those things are. But I'm just a big believer that you need friction for separation for the people that say they really want something and people that are willing to go through the friction to get it. You know, if you look at the average person, I think at this point, the average person who's, you know, by the time you're 21, you've already gone through something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things seem more extreme than others, but the fact is that whatever's happening for you is happening for you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people take whatever's happened to them and they make that a story where they get to play the victim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get the opportunity to say, woe is me, look at my life, it didn't turn out because of XYZ. And some people in the exact same situation with the exact same story take that scenario and say, good for me, look at my life, this happened to me because that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is your perspective. I think when you surround yourself with people who talk like victims, and you surround yourself with friends and family that think like victims,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to buy into that. I think probably one of the, in a strange way, you know, this is going to sound really strange when I say it, I think being that my parents passed away as early as they did, it forced me to have to figure out how I needed to think.
Oh, for sure.
I was actually able to be given a choice
mm-hmm.
on how to think rather than just taking on, because I have no idea what I'd be thinking like if they were still here.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is I found great mentors that changed the way that that guided me in a way to think,
mm-hmm.
To be more empowering financially, more empowering spiritually, all those other things. And, you know, that really put me on a completely different path. But I do believe, no matter what, that there's a lot that's going to be given to the few and very little given to the many.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people aren't willing to go through the friction that it takes to get to the other side.
Wow. Man, what a great message. I hope you all heard that. You know, I know that there are many people that play the victim role. I remember, you know, I've done it myself a couple of times. And, man, I hope you guys are listening to this. This is some great words of wisdom from Mr. Adlam here. We've got another caller here on line number one. We have David on line one. Hey, David, how you doing? David, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yep, now we can. How you doing?
How are you, sir?
How
are you?
I'm great, man. Thanks for calling the show. Say hello to James.
Mr. James Adlam, how are you?
Sir, how are you?
I'm great, man. I just wanted to call in and first of all, say, Mr. Solomon, it's phenomenal. I'm glad that you have a show like this. you know, a show that really speaks to the entrepreneur, the spirit of the entrepreneur, for people that really believe that they're destined to do something great for themselves. So just wanted to acknowledge you for that, and definitely wanted to call in and just say what a blessing. I wanted to just make a comment on what you guys are talking about, and just for those that are listening to the show,
mm-hmm.
Myself, I have a background in the music industry and did really well, had a successful career,
mm-hmm.
but I was fortunate to meet the gentlemen, the people that you're hearing right now, Mr. Hornsound and Mr. James Adlam, and you know, these guys really helped me reinvent myself as an entrepreneur, as a business person. And for those that are looking to really do business for yourself in this Baltimore area, if you're listening to this conversation, if that's you, if you're someone that is that know that you belong to do something else than what you're doing, you definitely want to plug into the show and get connected with these guys, because they are doing a phenomenal job as far as opening the minds of people that really want to take a step into business. So I just wanted to, again, congratulate you guys and just thank you for your leadership, man, and really what you do for people, leading a way, just leading a path for people that really want to take that step, because for most people, it's a bridge, and mm-hmm. sometimes that bridge could be a little scary, you know? So,
no doubt.
Again, I just wanted to thank you guys.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you calling in, man. Thanks so much.
You got it.
If you want to call into the show and have a conversation with James, you can call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And as we do every week, if you're looking to start a business, you're not sure where to start, you can text us 443-722-1857, 443-722-1857. James, I know your story in depth. And, you know, I know that a lot of people see people when they're successful that, you know, oh, this person, they've always had it. They've always been successful. It was an easy road. You know, when you look at people like Bill Gates, or you look at people like, you know, Oprah Winfrey, you look at all these different people and you see them, you know, what they see is they see the glory, but they don't see the story. And can you share with people just, you know, just the road, the path to success? Because I know you had a bumpy road, but man, life is great now. If you can talk about the other side as well, man, that'd be great.
Yeah, you know, to when you want to start something from scratch, first of all, you've got to deal with all the doubt in your head about how you're going to make it, you know, and then you got to deal with the doubters around you, reminding you that you don't know how you're going to make it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I remember, I'll never forget, I'm just a big believer in that you just have to be willing to pay the price. I remember that to learn my industry, I was driving all over the place. I remember one day I was on the road to Canada, and I was heading up to Canada, and I remember going to an ATM machine to get some money out and not getting my card back. And I'm thinking to myself, if I'm in business, you know, and I want to make it work. I want to make it work. I want to be successful in my life, but I can't get any money out the machine right now. And it's so much easier if I just went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Easy if I just took on the job. And, you know, you start to think like that sometimes when you're dealing with things, you know, when you have a big deal and it doesn't go through,
mm-hmm.
people that you're close, you thought were going to build something, you quit.
Mm-hmm.
And they quit on you, they're really on themselves. All those things, it's really self-revealing, because you get to see how you handle those things.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I mean, I'll never forget the day. There are just these moments on that where you really think about what you're doing, why you're doing. I remember one day to my credit union, and I'd been at that credit union for a while, and they knew that I'd started my business, and, you know, they knew what was going on, basically.
Mm-hmm.
For a lady saying to me, the credit union, you know, so you're in this business, you know, from what we see right now, do you really think it's working? I want you to imagine your banker asking you, If you think that,
are you sure about this business?
What's the point?
All right. That's great.
And from that, number one was to switch my. That was number one. But number two, I've always been the kind of person that. That's just fuel for my fire. That comment that day was rocket fuel for my fire.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll just never forget, I just made a decision. I'm like, I'm never going to have somebody look at me and respond to me in business that way again. So I just got fired up to go and do something big. And I'll never forget the day I went to that same bank and I had her pull up my newer transactions. And the look on her face was priceless. Then I canceled my account, withdrew my money, went to another bank. You know, and I'm not saying that. I'm just telling everybody this, that right around the time that you're building whatever you're building and you're in the valley,
mm-hmm.
that you're only in the valley so that you can appreciate when you're on top of the mountain.
Definitely, definitely.
That if you start on the top of the mountain, there's no appreciation.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But when I look back, I'll give you a quick example. I'm in a supermarket called Whole Foods every day, literally every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I'm in there. And the reason I'm in there every day is because I remember when I was hungry. I remember those days where I was eating noodles or I was eating rice with ketchup and, you know, and these sandwiches, jelly only. I remember those days. So for me, when I go to the Whole Foods market right now, it's therapy. It's therapy for me because I remember the other side of things.
Hey, James, hang on. We got a bunch of people that want to talk to you here. Hang on a second. We got Fred online, too. Fred, how are you?
I'm great. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you, man. Say hello to James.
Hey, James, how you doing? This is Fred in New Jersey.
Hey, Fred in New Jersey. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. First of all, thanks for an opportunity to speak on the line. I have a question. For you, you know, obviously, you know, you have a tremendous amount of intestinal fortitude and drive, you know, but what would you say for the person who really wants to win as an entrepreneur, but they've got a lot of negativity, maybe from family or maybe from failure or past failed relationships and business? What would you say to that person to keep them in the game while they're trying to get to the point where they have your level of success and personal development?
Well, you just said it right there, personal development. You know, I'm a big believer that your outer world is going to be a reflection of your inner world. And I'm always in a book. I'm always listening to something positive. I'm always on YouTube watching something positive. Because when you make the choice to be an entrepreneur, it's the loneliest profession in the world.
Mm.
Because you're doing something so outside of the box, most people don't have the courage to do it. And when people don't have the courage to do something, a lot of times they scorn the thing that you are pursuing. So, you know, there's so many great books that I've read, you know, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill and, you know, Developing the Leader Within You by John Maxwell. And you know, I have people, some of you might call me, I'll just give you a few books to read. You call that number 888-418-3828. I'll just give you some books to read. Like, look, you need to read this because, you know, you got to learn how to think right. And a lot of times, the only thing that really affects you deeply is when it's really people closest to you.
Mm-hmm.
When the people closest to you are in opposition for your dreams, that's the hardest thing. You know, I'll tell you something. The hardest thing for me is if I'm not doing something illegal, if I'm not doing something to hurt people, how could you not support me?
Right.
Right, I'm just pursuing a dream here, and wow. If it wasn't going to support all of us, I really recommend, Fred, that you keep your nose in a book, you keep your nose watching something positive online, you keep your nose you keep your ears listening to something positive in your car. Don't let a minute go by where somebody else's thoughts could get in your head.
Is that cool, Fred?
Appreciate that so much.
All right, man. That's thanks
great.
For calling
Fantastic.
In.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've got, man, the lines are blowing up here. Marsha, if you can't call back, we've got Tyrone on line 3. Hey, Tyrone, how are you?
I'm fine. I was just listening and going down the street, you know, my truck. And I found this conversation very interesting.
Okay.
I just wanted to add that if you have a business, which I do, you're independently, you know, you're making money, you're independent of the work world, as it were, working for other people, mm-hmm. nothing more fulfilling if that business is yourself. Nothing in life more fulfilling.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like you were saying about the failure,
mm-hmm.
you can't get discouraged by failure. You learn from those mistakes.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, and I don't particularly care for Donald Trump. I don't like Donald Trump, but he filed bankruptcy 4 times.
Yeah.
At least 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that it's been to his benefit because all he's doing is using the laws of the country to work for him.
Yep.
To make them work for him. And he's remained wealthy, you know, most of his adult life. And he hasn't been discouraged. And bankruptcy, even if you have to file bankruptcy, is better than the alternative, which is liquidation of your company.
Yeah.
So you can't get discouraged by things that happen. And sometimes you got to cut your losses, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the company isn't working out. I've tried other, you know, ventures as far as business, and I haven't been successful with all of them. But the one that I'm currently working on now has been, you know, pretty good. I'm making, you know, six figures.
Excellent.
Making more than 6 figures. Yes.
Love it.
I live very comfortably. I don't have to work for anybody. If I don't feel like working today, I don't have to. But if you're running a business, you need to be on your game. You got to be willing to work hard, very hard, extremely hard. Thank you for your time.
Hey, man, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. All right, hey, we've got Darren on line one. Hey, Darren, say hello to James.
Hey, James. I'm not commenting on this. I thought we was commenting on the child thing that we was talking about that I'm listening to on the radio now. So
no, it must be
a little bit too early or too late.
Yeah, that's okay. It must be a different show, man. That's okay. It's all good, brother.
All right.
Have a good one.
You guys, the comment you guys talking about is really good, though. I'm listening to it. It's okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. We're here on the line with James Adlam, who's a local success story, an entrepreneur. To the heart, to the core, very successful. He's one of the top people in his industry. If you want to call into the show, you can call 410-481-1010. Again, 410-481-1010. And we're talking about dealing with adversity, dealing with ups and downs of business, ups and downs of life. It's a part of life. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And James, if you can give your number out one more time, if you guys want to connect with him outside of the show, James?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone that wants to reach me, you can reach me at 888-418-3888. 28. Give you that one more time. That is 888-418-3828.
Awesome. Now, James, I know you didn't tell anybody about your family. I know you have a family. If you can tell us a little bit about your family, how many kids do you have, what you do, and what your lifestyle is now, because you have handled adversity well. And what type of lifestyle do you live now?
Yeah, so, you know, so I'm married. We have 3 kids, one in college. And we have 2 younger ones. One is 3, 1 is 1, right? So there's a lot going on in our family all the time. I think two things I want to say. Number one is, oldest son that goes to school right now goes to school in Delaware. You know, I'll give you a perfect example. He was recruited for a basketball team and tried out, was doing great, then got cut from the team.
Mm.
And they gave him an opportunity. They said, well, you know, you don't have to, you know, we could look at doing something with you later, but we're all filled up for the roster. So here he is getting recruited for a school, gets cut by the school, turns down all the other offers because he thinks that he's going to be playing on the team, gets cut from the team. And then, you know, we talked, and I was like, so what do you want to do? And here's what he said. He said, I'm going to just stay ready for my opportunity.
Wow.
So he stayed in shape, stayed working out. You know, we were talking about motivational books or CDs and things that keep his mind right. Lo and behold, coach comes back to him and says, hey, look, I hear that we were a bit premature in our decision. Could you try out again with the team? Now, he's playing on the team.
Mm.
So my point is, my first point is, that's an example of how we run our family.
Mm-hmm.
We want our children, our family, to understand that you can do anything if you're willing to just stay ready. So, you know, my kids have an extraordinary life.
Mm.
You know, but it's not just the financials, that, you know, because the financials are our reflection. We want to teach our children how to think like champions, how
mm-hmm.
to think above and beyond. And so even now, you know, my son is 3 years old, and, you know, you're not allowed to use the word can't in our household.
Mm-hmm.
Can't isn't what we do here.
Right.
What we do is what we do here. So No, my wife, you know, my oldest two boys and my daughter who's a year old, you know, we're really blessed people. We're able to go to places we want to go. You know, they just went up to New York to see LeBron and play the Knicks, you mm-hmm. know, some crazy tickets. Like, it's a fantasy. To me, I could walk around looking crazy all day.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing my family taken care of.
Yep. Wonderful. Love it, man. Great stuff. I love the story about your son, man. Just another note. I mean, think of how he could have handled that adversity. He could have handled it so differently. He could have said, I want to go somewhere else, or I want to quit. And, you know, stayed the course, and because of it, now he's playing on the team. What a great story. James, anything else you want to add, man, before we conclude? We're getting close to the time here. I so appreciate you giving us some of your time. I know how busy you are. And guys, you know, you're hearing from a local success story, someone that had to deal with all types of adversity, but turned it into something positive, is now living, you know, the life of his dreams. So anything you want to add, man, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. Number one, I want to say thank you again for giving me the opportunity to speak on the call. You know, I've had a chance to listen in, and so it's an honor for me to have a chance to speak. But I would say that, you know, if you're on the line and you want to do something more for yourself and you have that desire to be an entrepreneur, or you're already an entrepreneur and you just want to take it to another level, you know, you're more than capable. Everyone that's on this line that's listening in from wherever you're listening in from, the fact that you're even listening makes you different than most people, because most people won't listen to something like this, you know, the entrepreneur's edge to figure out strategies to live an extraordinary life. Most people would rather listen to, you know, CNN news or all that other crazy stuff that will never at all put bearing on your life. But if you're willing to think different, be different, and have a different expectation, I just want you to know that you're always one conversation away. I think the greatest thing that ever happened for me was that I found great mentors
mm-hmm.
to mentor me, to help me through the stormy patches. But you have to embrace emotional roller coaster, the rough ride. It is a part of the journey. It is the, actually, when you look back, those are the things that give you the stories that you laugh at
mm-hmm.
when you're sitting there broke eating Twinkies and people are thinking that you're crazy and then you're a millionaire. You look appreciation. So, you know, again, anyone that wants to reach me, I can be reached at 888-418-3828. Hopefully some of you have a chance to reach out. We'll be able to connect, network with great people. And just want to say it's an honor for me to speak on this call. And I wish all of you and your families the best year ever in 2015.
Thanks, Dan. Hang on one second. We got one more caller here that may want to talk to you. Hold on one second. We've got Flo on line one. Hey, Flo, how are you?
I'll say good morning.
Good morning.
I was listening to your show.
Mm-hmm.
The last person who just finished.
Uh-huh.
And
James? Mm-hmm.
Jolly. His name was Jolly. Is that right?
Oh, okay. Willie Early. Yeah, Willie Jolly. Yep.
Right. But if I'm not mistaken, I think I knew his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she was she died young.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a very nice, very attractive person.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, we went to the same church, Mount Hope Baptist Church.
Oh, wow.
Right. And I was so interested in what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, and he's still young, and I'm sure a whole lot of young men would take up what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very carried away with what he said. I really was.
Good.
And what's your name?
My name is Oren.
Oren.
And say hello to James. James is on as well.
Yeah. But,
hello.
You on every day now?
No. Tuesdays at 11 o'clock, 11 to 12.
On Tuesday, yeah.
Because
I start with the first show, you know,
uh-huh.
that come on at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Excellent.
And I really enjoy, I know that has to be Miss Jolly's son.
Yep.
And she was a wonderful, beautiful person. Yes,
mm-hmm.
she was.
Wow.
And I'm so glad he's doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you encouraged him and everything like that. And you sound real young yourself. How old are you?
I'm pretty young, Miss Flo. But thank you. I'm young. Yep.
Yeah, and I want you to know I'll be listening next Tuesday, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Cool. Hey, James, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate your time. And tell Danielle, said hello, and the kids and everybody. And we'll talk soon, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Take care, buddy. All right, guys, you just heard from James Adlam, a local entrepreneur here in Baltimore, Maryland, has done extremely well, who has dealt with adversity, continues to deal with adversity. Look, adversity is just a part of life, you know, especially, you know, if you're running a business, as I mentioned earlier, you're going to have some very peak times. You're going to have some times that aren't so great. But is it essential? It is a part of life. It is a part of what we do. And I kind of took some notes of some people that I admire who went through unbelievable adversities to become successful. You look at people like Martin Luther King, who grew up in an age and a time where, you know, there were civil rights issues. You know, a lot of us as African Americans didn't have rights. You know, we couldn't vote. He influenced that in a major way. He went to prison a number of times for what he believed in. You know, he was, you know, dogs were sicked on him and water hoses. I mean, you know, he was called the N-word thousands of times, but focused on what he believed in, had to deal with all types of adversities and lost his life for his cause. But, you know, now, you know, he has a holiday. People know who he is. He's revered around the world. He's a Nobel Peace Prize winner. All because, you know, he dealt with adversity. There's no way of getting around it. You're going to have to deal with adversity. Another person I think about is Chris Carter, the Hall of Fame wide receiver that played for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings. Now, you're talking about a talented athlete, someone that grew up in the inner city of Ohio and just came up really tough. And because of his athletic prowess, you know, earned a football scholarship to play at Ohio State University, did really well, was an All-American. And his senior year made a bad decision. Just made a bad decision. So he was not able to play as a senior, could not be seen, could not be heavily recruited the way he wanted to be recruited because he took money from an agent. And now he's in a supplemental draft. So he goes in the supplemental draft, gets picked late, but he gets a chance to play professional football, childhood dream. Plays for the Eagles, but he has a substance abuse issue. So he's doing alcohol, he's doing drugs, and fortunately for him, he has a coach that cares about him. But an at-first situation, because the coach cut him. So here you are doing what you love to do, your childhood dream, you get cut from the team, and nobody wants you. Nobody wants you. But one team took an interest in him, because they had a substance program, and they had people who could help him, and they took a chance on him. A coach by the name of Dennis Green. Picked him up for the Vikings, and, you know, the rest is history. You know, he played the rest of his career in Minnesota, probably has one of the best hands in all of the NFL, has a Hall of Fame career. Now he's on ESPN. He's a great broadcaster, great communicator, one of the best people in his industry. But he dealt with adversity. He had to deal with something head-on. He had to deal with a substance abuse issue. He changed his life, and he's better for it. And I can tell you story after story. I think about Natalie Cole, who is a famous R&B singer. She, you know, the daughter of the great Nat King Cole, early on had a promising music career and was doing really well, and then got caught up in drugs. You know, that happens in the entertainment business. Almost lost her entire career, almost lost her son because of her drug use and drug abuse. And somehow got it together, got her life back together. And now, you know, she's living a great life. She's in her 60s. You should see her. She looks great, living a great life, beat that battle. And I say that to say because some people can't handle adversity. And unfortunately, look at people like Whitney Houston, who lost her life because she couldn't battle adversity. People like Elvis Presley, who couldn't battle adversity. Michael Jackson lost his life because they couldn't deal with adversity. And I'm here to tell you that, look, it's a part of life. We got to pick ourselves up and keep it going. I got a couple other stories here. Wilma Rudolph, who was the Olympic gold medal winner. She was born premature in June of 1940. Now, why am I mentioning the time that she was born? Well, the time that she was born, there was no real major health care for African Americans at that particular time. So she was basically born not in the hospital, but in a house. And she was premature. You didn't have the proper care to kind of take care of a preemie. So it's just the luck of the draw that she even survived. But not only that, you know, she was born and she had to deal with a lot of issues as a kid. She had to deal with the measles and chicken pox. And then eventually, you know, she had polio. And she couldn't walk for 2 years. She could not walk. And then her mom said, look, you know, let's make this thing work. She finally got her to walk. And next thing you know, she's an athlete. She starts competing. And then she becomes the fastest woman in the world dealing with adversity. Man, I love that story. She's a gold medal winner and one of the most revered athletes in Olympic history. So if you're listening to the show, I'm going to give our number out again. If you're looking to start a business, want to be an entrepreneur, you can text us 443-722-1857. 443-722-1857. We're here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. just for some entrepreneur inspiration and motivation. I want to thank Willie Jolly for coming on the show. I really want to thank my friend James Adlam for coming on as well to kind of sharing their inspiration on how they dealt with adversity. I've got a couple other stories. I can't seem to find them. Chris Darden. I talked about this earlier. I watched the movie The Pursuit of Happiness. I saw it when it first came out. I saw it again the other day with my kids, and what an inspirational story. This gentleman was from Louisiana originally, moved to San Francisco with his family. His wife left him. He was at a dead-end job, wasn't making any money. They were living paycheck to paycheck. He couldn't pay his rent in his apartment and was just struggling. Couldn't find a job. In fact, got evicted from his apartment. You may have seen the scene in the movie where him and his son had to sleep in the bathroom in the subway, locked the door. And that was probably when he was at his lowest, the lowest of adversity you could ever go. But somehow, you know, he found a way to pick himself back up, became a broker at Dean Witter, passed the test. There was hundreds of people vying for the one spot. He got the one spot and basically became a millionaire, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal story. Now he has, you know, he has his own fund. He has his own company. He's financially independent. And I just use these stories to inspire me. And the reason why we did this show is to use these stories to inspire you. So I hope this show helped you all out today. Let's deal with adversity. It's a part of life. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. Just stay the course. Work this thing. And you'll all be successful. So we'll see you guys on the other side. Thanks for listening to the show today. We'll see you next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your week. Take care.